Excuse me, Mark, you're not connected with Dr. Cheryl Jones. Please go ahead.
Dr. Jones, my name is Mark. Mike Hayes is producer. I will put you on hold, and he'll be with you in about half a minute.
Okay.
Okay, hang on.
Nice. Do you have any healthy traditions?
Yep, an apple a day. I like to eat healthy all the time.
Another healthy tradition? Premier One from Health Tradition Health Plan. Premier One is an affordable, local health plan for people who don't have access to health insurance through an employer. And Premier One features Mayo Clinic Health System providers. Premier One can be a healthy tradition for you. Visit healthtradition.com.
Special lenses in your glasses may enhance the activities you love to do. For more information, call or stop into Optical Fashions off Highway 16. Just look for the three terracotta peaks.
6:50 on the Crosstalk on WIZM. Our guest is Dr. Cheryl Jones, who is a member of the Georgia Cancer Specialists group in Macon, Georgia, and involved in research and trials that resulted in the approval of a new drug to treat advanced breast cancer this year. And so, first of all, Dr. Jones, thanks very much for talking with us this morning. I have to ask right away, what's the difference between advanced and early stage breast cancer?
Well, early stage breast cancer is typically cancer that's confined to the breast and is curable. Advanced stage breast cancer is breast cancer that has spread beyond the tissues of the breast area, such as to the bones, liver, lungs.
All right, so early stage is where the doctor gets to say, we've caught it in time and you're going to be good. Advanced breast cancer is a whole different ball of wax, isn't it?
Right, right. So it's either, you know, diagnosed late, or more commonly somebody who has an early diagnosis but has relapsed or recurred.
Okay.
Years later.
Let's talk a little about then the treatment, the advancement in treatment of advanced breast cancer. Is there good news out there for men and women who may have advanced breast cancer?
There is good news. You know, we have, you know, several therapies available for women with breast cancer. We have hormone therapies, chemotherapy, and new targeted treatments. And what we've known is that hormone therapy in women who are hormone sensitive or estrogen positive breast cancer is their first line of treatment. But with time, the cancer becomes resistant. Our new advances with the medication Afinitor is a way to overcome this resistance so that individuals can stay on hormonal or endocrine therapy for a longer period of time.
And so with targeted treatment, mm-hmm. does that also then lessen the chance of some kind of unfortunate side effects?
Exactly, because it is truly targeting the cancer cells greater than the body's normal cells. So it allows us to avoid some of the side effects of chemotherapy. Now, these medicines aren't completely without side effect, like any type of medication, but they're much less side effects.
Well, and, you know, as I'm sure you've said it to people, I know I have heard it myself, sometimes the chemo cures, sometimes the chemo kills. So it's nice to know that there are other options out there for and I keep saying men and women because I know a friend of a friend, a guy, had breast cancer. It's unusual and it's rare in comparison to women, but men and women both can contract breast cancer. Is treatment different for men and women?
The treatment is very similar for men and women. However, because of the hormone differences between men and women, there are some differences in the endocrine therapies. It's very important, though, if there's a family history of a man with breast cancer, that genetic counseling and testing be performed in that family.
Well, let's talk about the research and trials that you were involved in and the discovery and the release of Afinitor. What is it and how does it work?
Afinitor is an oral medication that works by blocking the mTOR pathway. And that pathway is actually the way that the cancer cell becomes resistant to the endocrine therapies. This pathway is important in the ability of cells to grow, divide, have nutrients. And so this blocks that ability of the cancer cells to do that.
And does it do it sufficiently that in an advanced breast cancer patient, you can say, we're going to put you on this regimen of Afinidor, and you will see improvement. Things are going to be better for you very soon.
Yes, what we know is that these women take the Afinitor with continuing their endocrine therapy, and there is a 62% improvement.
That's
substantial, and the treatments can go out for, you know, on average up to a year with that improvement.
And is it a treatment that would allow you to say to a patient at some point, you're good, get out of here, I don't want to see you anymore?
No, I'm afraid we can't do that. It's not a cure, but it is certainly one step in changing advanced breast cancer to be a chronic illness that with ongoing treatment we can keep the disease under control, you know, improve it and prevent it from spreading and having to go to more advanced or more intense therapies.
It never goes away, but sometimes it goes to sleep.
Exactly. That's a nice way to look at it.
Thank you so much for spending time with us this morning, Dr. Cheryl Jones, a Georgia cancer specialist with the latest.
Yes, Dr. Jones, we do appreciate it. I wish we had some more time for you.
All right. Thank you.
Have a great day now.
Uh-huh.
Bye.